Hillsdale, Michigan, on the campus of Hillsdale College. I'm Scott Bertrand. This is the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, April 19th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. What is your biggest nightmare? Number three, by the way. For many, snakes are on that list. How about an 18-foot snake in the wild in Detroit? Yeah, it really happened. We'll have details. Two, are plastic bag bans a bunch of garbage? Been sitting on this story actually for about a week just to share it with you guys. Some extremely interesting research on the real world consequences of the government telling you into what bag a store may put your food or other goods. And number one, are the impeachment drums beating? It depends on who you ask. Steady Hoyer says one thing, AOC says another. I suppose we'll soon find out who is really leading the Democrat Party. And we'll have that in a second, but there is a bit of semi-breaking news this morning. And I say that because it's not officially, by the way, Scott Bertrand in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. It's not officially official, and it's also something that we pretty much already knew. But a story in The Atlantic this morning by Edward Isaac Dovier. Joe Biden is running for president. Now, again, it's not official. Biden hasn't made the announcement, and it's something we all thought was going to happen anyway. But this is the story. Former vice president will make his candidacy official with a video announcement next Wednesday, according to people familiar with the discussions who have been told about them by top aides. Seriously, the story says, he's actually made a decision. 2 years of back and forth. It'll be his third run for the White House. Many people thought he wouldn't actually do it, but the biggest factor reshaping the 2020 Democratic field is locking into place. He wants this. He really wants this. He's wanted this since he was first elected to the Senate in 1972. Biden's campaign will, at its core, argue that the response to Donald Trump requires an experienced, calm hand to help America take a deep breath and figure out a way to get back on track. First, of course, he has to get through a primary. The primary, though, Biden believes will be easier than some think. He sees a clear path down the middle of the party, especially with Bernie Sanders occupying a solid 20% of the progressive base and most of the other candidates fighting for the rest. Biden's announcement will draw in part on footage shot 2 weeks ago outside his old family home in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Senior staff of the campaign is set. Interviews for new aides have quietly been going on over the past 2 weeks. Some new hires have been made. Calls have gone out to key donors. Getting in next week will give Biden more than 2 months to fundraise ahead of the next quarterly reporting deadline at the end of June. Keeps him on track for the post-Easter timeline his top advisors have been projecting for the past few weeks. There's a little bit more. Over at The Atlantic, Edward Isaac Dovier, Joe Biden is running for president. That's the headline this morning. Again, it's not official. He's not rolling out. And it's also something many people expected. So it's like semi-breaking news. I mean, the story's out there now in The Atlantic. You can check it out if you wish. Now, on the impeachment front, because as we all know, the Mueller report released yesterday, Attorney General Barr's press conference, no coordination, no conspiracy, no collusion, no help to the Russians by Donald Trump, and no recommendations for any sort of, you know, he's cleared. President's cleared. So now what's left? Well, Congress could investigate. Congress always has had this power to do so. So will they? Will they go forward with impeachment? Emily Jasinski over at The Federalist. Steady Hoyer saying impeachment is not worthwhile. Told Dana Bash at CNN, quote, based on what we have seen to date, going forward on impeachment is not worthwhile at this point. Very frankly, there is an election 18 months from now, and the American people will make a judgment. Hoyer is in Democratic leadership, apparently prepared to move on from the investigation, but that didn't sit well with the many anti-Trump commentators, shockingly enough. Jon Favreau, very upset. Greg Sargent at the Plumb Line. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, tweeting, the Steady Hoyer quote is just unreal. and many others who are upset with Steady Hoyer for saying that they're not going to pursue impeachment. They disagree. They think they should take the party off the edge and go forward with impeachment. Man, this list goes on and on and on. Someone who is on board with impeachment is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said yesterday she would support impeachment proceedings. Mueller's report is clear in pointing to Congress's responsibility in investigating obstruction of justice by the president. She said, while I understand the political reality of the Senate and election considerations, upon reading the DOJ report, I cannot see a reason for us to abdicate from our constitutionally mandated responsibility to investigate. She says she has taken no pleasure in discussions of impeachment, which I do not believe for one second. This report squarely puts this on our doorstep, she said. So AOC and other far leftists in the Democratic Party will be pushing impeachment and trying to convince House leaders to go along for the ride. Now, what do House members, what do Democrats think of AOC and Bernie Sanders perhaps leading the party? Well, there's a freshman congressman from outside Chicago, Sean Casten. Sean Casten beat Peter Roskam, who is a high-ranking Republican House member, and beat him by 6 or 7 points. Close, but not razor-thin margins. Sean Casten made his money on green energies, a green energy guy. And he's in a district that is has been Republican forever, and so is thought to be vulnerable, or could be vulnerable in 2020. He gave an interview to Politico in which he had some criticism for AOC and the Green New Deal, and perhaps running with Bernie Sanders on the top of the ticket. So what do we have? The Green New Deal, he said, has made it very hard to advance a different idea about how to move forward on climate change without being seen as antagonistic. Casted as bills in various forms on issues he cares about. He's been asked by other lawmakers to join their climate-focused bills too, but they're all on hold, he says, while Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's plan gets the headlines. Listen to this quote on what works and what doesn't in the AOC resolution. Quote, I agree with the urgency of it. That part is awesome. It's just more idealistic than practical. To do climate policy right, you have to understand how our current energy structure works, which kind of implies that AOC doesn't know what she's talking about. I mean, that's the way I would read that. Casten says there are questions about whether fertilizer can be made without natural gas or if aviation fuels can replace existing high-energy, low-density, petroleum-based fuels. To do climate policy right, you have to understand how our current energy structure works. Sure sounds like he's saying that AOC has no idea how our current energy structure works, which is not surprising. And what about Bernie Sanders leading the ticket in 2020? Casten said, I'm not committing, although it would be difficult to campaign with a socialist at the top of the ticket. Quote, I'm not aligned with Bernie Sanders. I'd spend a lot of time having to explain that. It would suck up a lot of air. Vulnerable Democratic congressman in the Chicago suburbs. AOC doesn't know what she's talking about on energy. And Bernie Sanders at the top of the ticket would be a drag. I'd have to explain how I'm not a socialist all the time. Interesting dynamics indeed. Phil Wegman from Real Clear News joins us next. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what... Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.